Quick rundown, three stories in under 30 seconds. General Hospital airs a heartfelt tribute to late soap legend Anthony Geary tonight. Madonna and Sean Penn are confronting aging in very different ways that have reopened old emotions. And Kim Basinger has quietly traded Hollywood glamour for a private family life at 72. Those are your headlines. Now let's dig in.
We'll start with Anthony Geary and General Hospital. For longtime soap fans, this is big, so we'll take our time here.
Anthony Geary died December 14, 2025, in Amsterdam at 78. He's best known, of course, as Luke Spencer, a character who helped define daytime television from the late 1970s onward. After his passing, General Hospital rebroadcast his final full episode from 2015, but fans wanted more. The show answered with a formal tribute that aired during the January 22nd episode, a montage of his most memorable moments, plus on-set reflections from castmates.
Jeannie Francis, who was Luke's legendary on-screen partner Laura, appears in that tribute. She calls Geary a powerhouse as an actor, noting his humor, passion, and unpredictability, the qualities that made Luke unforgettable. The montage is meant to be the first of several celebrations the show plans to run in the coming months.
Why does this matter beyond nostalgia? Two reasons. One, Luke and Laura's storyline helps General Hospital explode into mainstream awareness. That era changed daytime TV, ratings, cultural conversation, even how soaps told big dramatic stories. Two, Geary's influence was personal. Co-stars remember him as a mentor and a creative force on set, not just the face of a character.
For viewers, this kind of tribute does double duty. It lets fans grieve collectively, and it cements a career in the archive of the show itself. A montage plus cast reflections is a classic, respectful approach. It both commemorates the actor and reminds newer viewers why Luke Spencer mattered in the first place.
Look for more remembrances across the year. In cases like this, a single montage is often just the beginning. Expect cast interviews, reruns, and maybe even storylines that nod to the character's legacy.
Switching gears, Madonna and Sean Penn, a pair whose relationship burned bright in the 1980s, are now in their 60s, and their different approaches to aging are back in the headlines.
The report frames Sean Penn as someone who has embraced a more natural look, gray hair, wrinkles, and the visible marks of time, while Madonna remains an artist who has long curated her image and beauty standards. That contrast apparently unsettled Madonna when she saw recent photos and appearances of Penn.
There's more than vanity here. Sources say Madonna's concern isn't only about appearances, but about Penn's lifestyle choices. For example, his continued smoking at public events, which reportedly worried her. It's a reminder that former relationships leave emotional traces and that how people age can reopen those feelings.
Their history is intense. Married in 1985 after meeting on a video shoot, divorced in 1989, and yet they kept a complicated emotional tether. Madonna has called Penn the love of her life, while Penn has described the marriage more pragmatically. Decades later, they rebuilt a friendship, and now, even in friendship, differences in health and image can feel striking.
What this story shows culturally is how celebrity aging is still a site of meming making. Madonna has long played with reinvention and control of her public self. Penn's apparent acceptance of natural aging poses a contrast that makes us ask how authenticity and image interact later in life.
Finally, Kim Basinger, a different kind of evolution. From star of high-profile roles in the 80s and 90s, to an Oscar winner for L.A. Confidential in 1997, to a quieter life today at 72. The piece describes her as choosing family, privacy, and a calmer pace rather than chasing reinvention under the spotlight.
Basinger started as a model, became a movie star with memorable roles. Think 9½ Weeks and Batman. Then hit that major recognition with L.A. Confidential. But she's always had an uneasy relationship with the machinery of celebrity. Today she lives with firm boundaries, rare public appearances, prioritizing daughter and grandchildren, and a life built on personal preservation rather than publicity.
That trajectory, from international fame to intentional privacy, is increasingly common among stars of that era. It's not withdrawal so much as an active choice. Control the narrative by not participating in it. Fans get occasional glimpses, but the day-to-day is private and family-centered.
Across these three stories, you see a theme: legacy, and choices around public life. Geary's legacy is being formalized and celebrated on screen. Madonna and Penn's past reminds us how relationships and appearances shape ongoing narratives, and Basinger's turn toward family life shows an artist choosing privacy over perpetual reinvention.
Before we wrap, a quick note. If you're a General Hospital fan and want to relive Luke Spencer moments, check the network's tribute airing schedule and any supplemental features. And if you liked this roundup, subscribe to the daily podcast where we unpack entertainment stories deeper with interviews and listener mail.
Tomorrow, we'll be back with more, including a look at an upcoming awards season headline and a listener question about celebrity transitions. Thanks for listening. I'm host B.
And I'm host A. Take care and see you next episode.